Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. 2 Nephi chapters 21 and 22 are a sunny spot in this long Isaiah quotation that Nephi has given us. We've just finished hearing a lot about destruction and scattering and all sorts of terrible things, but in chapter 21 and in chapter 22, we have this very optimistic prophecy about what must be something around the end times after Jesus comes and destroys the world. There's lots of happiness, apparently. So starting in chapter 21, verse 1, we have a prophecy that I'm pretty sure is talking about Jesus, and we'll go from there. So verse 1, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the break of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." Okay, so there's a little bit of destruction there in this thing I've called a sunny spot, but that's all there is to it. And now, after this destruction, which I'm pretty sure is the final destruction at the end of the world, the wicked are all gone, and there's just happy times for the righteous after that, starting in verse 6. "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, and their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So this is talking about time, some future time, when the knowledge of the Lord has filled the earth so completely that even the animals are getting along. Lions are eating straw like the ox, wolves and sheep and lambs and kids and goats and leopards, and they're all getting along together. Verse 10, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people which shall be left, from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the isles of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy of Ephraim also shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind he shall shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people which shall be left, from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt." And that's the end of this chapter. So there's some gathering of Israel sorts of things here. Honestly, the chronology is a little unclear to me. It's conceivable, of course, that all this talk about wolves and lions and lambs and kids getting along together is, figurative imagery. Isaiah uses a lot of that, just talking about peace in general. But pretty confident that this stem of Jesse is Jesus. So, once again, lots of stuff going on here in Isaiah. Probably applies to multiple times. A gathering that perhaps has already occurred or is occurring now, and some future time when peace fills the entire earth. Now for chapter 22. "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
And in that day shall you say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And that's all there is to chapter 22. It's a nice little cheery chapter. So that's the end of today's reading. Tomorrow we are going to finish off this lengthy Isaiah passage.